Episode 1100, Transformed by Strength.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? Hopefully it's a little calmer than mine. Oh yes, I think my hands have been sliced more than I care to count. Today is our Sweet Spirit Sunday. It is a reflection day, a time just to reach in deeper than really focusing on where you are. It's all about Transformed by Strength. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, what would happen if you were transformed by strength? Not your strength, but God's strength. Give God your weakness and he'll give you his strength. You know me, I'm full of muscle, aren't I? Okay, maybe not. But at times I think that's how we run our lives. We are the Wonder Woman, the superhero of our everyday life. So there I found myself walking through our home, preparing for the move, making sure I knew what cabinet would go where. What could I donate and get rid of? Because do we really need that? And sitting there thinking, how in the heck am I going to pack all of this stuff? Well, I walked in my studio. My mom commented on the weights that sat there. And yes, I have a lot of weights. How will you pack those? She asked. I won't put all of them in the box. I'll just, well, you know, that would be way too heavy. Instead, I need to break them up, some big with others small. I go to pick up a 30-pound barbell and snap, crackle, pop. No, it had nothing to do with Rice Krispie treats. I think actually they would have tasted better. There goes my back into full spasm. How unfair and totally unreal. But it was really happening. I don't have time for this. I have this whole entire house to pack in less than a week. Who am I kidding? I need my strength. But you see, I was doing everything under my own strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Too many times we threaten our happiness by trying to overdo what we can't control. You might be strong, but God is stronger. What are you trying to do today that you're doing all of your own strength? Are you trying to heal your own marriage, to reconcile something that's been happening for years? Are you trying to dig out of a hole, a financial stress, maybe a health setback? And you're like, I got this. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to exercise. Oh, wait, we can save money. I don't have to go shopping. Are you doing it all because of you, thinking that you've got all the answers? 2 Timothy 4:17 says, but the Lord stood with me and gave me strength. In that moment, snap, crackle, pop. There I thought, how in the heck am I going to get everything done? There's no way. My two oldest, who I could really use, they're in school right now. And yes, they come when they can, but their schedules are so tight that I knew I could not depend on them. And now all of a sudden to have my back in full spasm, what was I thinking? And all it was a 30-pound weight. I knew I would be moving much more weight in the days to come. And there I stood trying to do everything of my own strength. But you see, God stands with you and he gives you strength. It's not about yours. It's not about how much you can lift, how much you can bear on your own shoulders. It's what God gives you. It's not your strength. God lifts you up with his strength. Otherwise, when doing life by your own strength, you will grow weary. More challenges will readily present themselves. You get lost. You become distracted. Yeah, and you know what? Satan comes in and uses that all to his benefit, his reward. Those dreams, those goals that you have, They just float away. You don't even know where they go because they're long forgotten. You're in too much pain, or you're too hurried and too busy. You're caught up in all of your own stuff. We could call that CRAP. But we don't, do we? Because we make up our own excuses. We present ourselves in our own mind, this imaginary perfection that we have, that I got it all under control. It's my strength. This is why it's happening. The good happens, and yes, sometimes the bad, but it's all because of me. So how's that working for you lately? You want to be transformed by strength? It's not of your own, but of God's. So today your reflection is this. What are you trying to do all by yourself? How many times have you asked yourself that question and really thought, if only I could rely on someone greater than me, someone who created me, how would that change my life? How would that change my situation right now, right here? Give God your weakness and he'll give you his strength. Arise, for it is your task and we are with you. Be strong and do it. That's what it says in Ezra 10 verse 4. Arise. God is there with you. He's ready to take every single step. But if you keep closing that door, where's the opportunity gone? Probably out the window. What barbell are you lifting today? It may not be 30 pounds. It may be 110. What are you trying to do all by yourself? You don't want that snap, crackle, pop. God's got bigger plans than you can even imagine. Be transformed by strength, God's strength, because he's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.